Well, yesterday, here at home, the Obama administration released an updated national strategy to prevent and treat HIV and AIDS. And parts of it focus specifically on how to treat infections in minority communities and the South. For instance, the Atlanta metro area has one of the highest rates in the country for new diagnoses. Sean Powers from Georgia Public Broadcasting reports.
Get tested. Get your result in 1 minute.
I already got tested.
We know, but get tested again. Don't
it's about 1:30 in the morning in Atlanta's old 4th Ward. It's the weekend, and lots of people are going in and coming out of the neighborhood's many bars. Gary Jerkins of the AIDS Healthcare Foundation is out there in front of a large HIV testing van. He's passing out condoms and candy.
So we pass out lifesavers, and we tell people that the test can be a lifesaver. We pass out dum-dums, and we say, don't be a dum-dum, know your status. And we pass out Smarties. Smarties get tested, know your status.
Jerkins says knowing your HIV status is good, whether positive or negative, if it means halting the spread of the disease. 23-year-old Lamar Yarborough remembers his diagnosis. It was on his 18th birthday.
2 days before my birthday, I fainted in the shower, and my mother, she rushed me to the hospital. They told me that I had AIDS.
Yarborough says the virus was sexually transmitted. He'd been sleeping with both men and women. He also developed a type of cancer tied to HIV. He says within his family, talk about sex was confined to heterosexual relationships. Sex ed in school wasn't much better. Now he's more vocal about the importance of being able to tell someone how to handle HIV.
You don't have a lot of people who are advocates, who are African-American men that I've seen, you know, growing up. We are dying from this. And so therefore, it makes me step up to the plate and say I need to be a leader.
Death from AIDS is still a reality for many young African-Americans. Dr. Abigail Hinken-Way oversees the HIV testing program at Grady Hospital, where Lamar Yarborough was diagnosed.
We've had patients who were diagnosed on the first same visit that they died of their complications. Obviously not the way we should be doing it in 2015.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says the South has the greatest number of people living with and dying from the disease. The CDC says the South makes up about half of all cases of people who have died from AIDS. In Georgia, 613 people died in 2012. Emory University researcher Patrick Sullivan used to oversee HIV surveillance at the CDC. He says black men who have sex with other men in Atlanta are 3 times more likely to become HIV positive than whites, and that's despite having a similar number of sex partners.
That finding was related to 2 things. One was they had more black partners. Those black partners are more likely to be living with HIV. And the other, access to health insurance.
Medicaid is the largest source of coverage for persons living with HIV and AIDS, says Nick Carlisle of the Southern AIDS Coalition. Carlisle says not expanding Medicaid under the Affordable Care Act, which is the case in Georgia and most southern states, keeps some people from getting tested.
So many people are being diagnosed late, and I think that's one of the signs of not having access to routine health care.
For those already diagnosed with HIV, there is a safety net. It's the federal Ryan White Care Act. And Carlisle says it is available to people who are HIV positive and don't have any health coverage.
But that safety net is vulnerable. It's subject to appropriations every year. And if and when the Ryan White Care Act goes away and Medicaid hasn't been expanded, you're talking about a disaster for people living with HIV in the South.
Lamar Yarborough, who was diagnosed with AIDS on his 18th birthday, relies on the Ryan White Care Act to cover the cost of his antiretroviral medication. He's unemployed and doesn't qualify for Medicaid in Georgia.
If Ryan White ever went away, then hopefully, God willing, you know, I will be financially stable to pay for them myself.
Georgia's Department of Public Health reports that there's a disproportionate share of the more than 50,000 people with HIV in the state who are like Lamar Yarborough, low income and black. But Yarborough doesn't consider AIDS a death sentence. He says he feels good. He's taking his medication, and this summer he started a support group to help youth and young adults living with HIV. For Here and Now, I'm Sean Powers in Atlanta.